What the? Well, it looks like a muscle guy, like Steve Reeves.
That's 1947. And by 19, he did go work, try to get Tarzan.
Jim Baker was
rest that from Johnny Weissmuller, who won that, obviously won that.
Yes.
And he so he went up Sunset Boulevard, made some restaurants, and then he started taking acid.
Oh my God! And he made it into
amphetamines in the late 60s.
He opened up.
Wow.
The old
well,
world
that's what you do, I guess. Once you take LSD, you have to start your cult. And become
then
a
he
cult
killed
leader,
some people, and then he robbed some banks.
Well, that's yeah.
And then he became this guy.
Then he went to jail and said that he found Jesus, and now he's being talked about for a Nobel Prize.
I'm starting to spiral down.
You know, only K Rob gets my jokes, but that's okay.
My name is Robin.
But, you know...
Yeah, so then he turned into this guy, Michael Pepe.
My
watch
God.
This.
Who's that? That's what looks like my girlfriend.
Do you save the podcast at this time now, 1 a.m.? It's 1:01 a.m.
Well, this
no,
guy, Michael Pepe, this is what's awaiting you at the head of your cult.
I never knew that anybody could possibly love him.
Well, that's not easy. Gain a little weight, just let it grow.
He became a Jesus of sorts.
Who is this?
I'm way behind you. It looks like Ron Turner.
Is that Yahweh, Dr.
Father Yah?
Like Ron
I am
Turner.
The father that you don't have.
Oh, Ron Turner looks more like God than anyone.
He and those women reminded me much of Da Free John and the women that he took
right,
with him down to that island.
Same
right.
sort of envelope.
Yeah, Da Free John and Baba Free John.
And same sort of vapid vacuity amongst the female.
So tell me
the story.
What is the story of the background? Because I haven't heard it lately.
The background, I did tell you that before, didn't I?
Da Free John.
Right, his name was Steve Jones or Dave Jones or something.
Like the bass player, the drummer for the
Perhaps,
Sex Pistols.
Or the Monkees. Anyway, whichever, and I'm not sure. But
Rick,
something Jones.
Yeah, Steve Jones. Okay,
and this character came out from the Midwest with another buddy to check out Scientology in the L.A. area. So they get to L.A. and they hook up with Scientology.
Okay,
and
that's his first mistake.
And Jones decides, you know, I could do this myself. Why should I bother paying them anything at all?
Oh, say, can you see?
Bay Area, drugs, sex, free love.
Wow.
Let's go check it out up there. So he and his buddy came up here to the Bay Area, and he opened a bookstore
right.
in San Francisco called...
K-Rob can't take it because he was in that group, and so it hurts
K-Rob
him emotionally.
He's one of the... Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. So was this a Scientology free love group or his own free love group?
No, it was his own free love group.
But he created it here or created it in L.A. and brought it here?
He came up here, and he opened a bookstore called... it's now up in Santa Rosa. Counterculture bookstore he opened here.
Okay.
And then began to put together his own little ethos and mythos and whatnot and preach that out and wrote a book and published that and got his followers. And his buddy... His buddy was his second in command and would bring women around to hook him up with.
Really?
He ended up marrying 8 or 9 women and getting an island down in the Bahamas with the money that his followers
that was the
and whatnot provided.
The 70s.
So he had space. He had a bookstore here, and he had a bookstore in Santa Rosa, and they had land up in maybe Lake County.
Nice. Lake County.
Yeah.
As in Lake and Ing. Yeah.
Lake and Ing.
Ing and Lake, yeah.
Ing and Lake, yes. Ing and Lake.
So,
they're from Calaveras County, but anyway. What the heck?
And they almost got Hal, you know.
Did they?
Almost got what?
How the hell did that happen?
Well, Hal does complain.
He was thinking about, answering for a job, a certain kind of growing season.
Really? Trimming, maybe, but not really.
And later, it turned out to be Lake and Ing.
Almost did it.
Lake and Ing.
Really?
If he had answered it, who knows? He might have been wound up on the videotape.
I think so. Good Lord. Well, I wouldn't... I hope... I wouldn't want to be a female answering that particular ad.
VJ Pussycat points out that you can now buy pot legally in Reno as of 1 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you hear the one story that is so huge that no one is covering at all? What, I'm not on? I guess I'm not, huh? Well, what is he saying? Oh, you're just doing weird electronic effects. You're trying to confuse me.
Should you need it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like I need to be more confused.
No, not you.
This is the big article.
Not you.
Everyone is talking about tweets and all this other crapola, and it's been completely buried in the news. That it's like almost as big as OJ. That Venus Williams killed somebody.
You can do that if you're a sports.
Did you know that?
You can do that if you're a planet.
She accidentally killed someone in her car. And it's the media. I only saw this in a scroll at the bottom. The media is not doing it at all.
Guess I
want
to be a tennis star. Baby, you can drive my car.
Oh,
and baby, I'll hit you.
Jesus. I know. Well, like that woman that, yeah, she did run over someone and did get away with it because, yes, she was very rich. Yeah.
Who was that?
It was, oh, my God, it was all over, the crime show.
Woman in the shopping mall. Someone,
I watched crime show.
Person just did the same thing here in San Francisco today. Ran someone down who stole a wallet or a purse or whatever.
Yeah.
Same sort of scenario.
It's going on all the freaking time. I'm just so... Fortunately, one thing we don't have to worry about is that we seem to have given up hitchhiking. Hitchhiking is the worst thing that women, young women, could do, and they kept doing it, and it's crazy. And also, jogging alone, I don't know.
Yeah, Michael Pepe never picks up jogging female hitchhiking.
Okay, jogging, oh, that's different. If you know, you know karate, you have mace, you have a gun. Okay, fine.
Even Russ Meyer did a scene about
another
that.
Another bag of Fritos,
Klondike. Just don't tempt. It's the same thing with these young children with short skirts and stuff.
Okay, coming
don't
right up.
Tempt.
One bag of salted Fritos.
That's what makes for perverts and child molesters is, you know, Calvin Klein ads and the whole obsession with use at Gammon, adolescent Gammon boys and girls.
Star Spangled Banner, must be Sunday afternoon.
Then they wonder why, you know, like, men seem to prefer children to women.
I'd call the band to attention.
I won't, don't get
three instruments up.
Thank you. Thanks,
then,
sir. I'm sorry.
We go through the Star Spangled Banner, and the whole Corps of Cadets was at parade.
And I'm bitching about... I know, and I'm bitching about...
It was at arms. It was pretty
cool.
And I pretend that I was going off into the Civil War in my head.
No, I know. I'm sorry. You need that.
And I hear things like Steve Minton, who faints in the heat and falls down on his trumpet and flattened the bell on his trumpet. That must have really hurt, yeah. Because I heard him crumple, and only I was allowed to move. So I went to about face, and I marched over to him, and he's out on the ground.
A hot day? What, like it's
July?
Yeah, real
hot day.
Marching on. I wish someone was in charge of the overall volume.
In charge of the vomit?
Volume. No. It's a shame.
Michael, you're in charge of the vomit.
That's right. I'm trying
Michael,
to keep it down.
I'm putting you in charge of the vomit.
I am. For the moment, I am keeping it down. But
the
if
vomit.
The show becomes really bad, I will have to.
After show,
kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken.
After show purge, I call it. I always purge it. Don't you, Doug, after you do a show at radio?
Yeah,
you,
I always vomit.
You vomit and purge, and, you know, you just,
And then I don't eat for a week.
Right.
I just turn the radio
just freak
on.
Out, yeah. It's gonna be right on tonight. You know, we're artists.
It's gonna be
all right
tonight because Michael Pepe's on the radio.
I see it more like athletes.
But he won't share his pipe
before the game.
He just keeps pretending to like it.
Well,
like athletes before the big game, and it's all keyed up now. It's
but
know,
there's no game.
Game seven of the World Series, and here we go.
You'd think, right? But, I mean, it's pretty hard to be into baseball with the Giants the way they are. I mean, that is
what?
They lost seven of eight. Are you kidding me?
Not having any trouble at all.
Yeah, worse than the Warriors.
Brett Gardner had six RBIs today.
Oh, today.
Brett Gardner had six RBIs today.
And what are we in last place still, right?
Who's we? The Yankees are in first. Well, actually,
the
Yankees are a game out.
Like Darth Vader. The Giants are other, capital O.
Oh, I'm...
Anyone that roots for the... I'm sorry, not the Giants. I'm
Michael,
sorry.
Michael, can you pass...
The Yankees.
Pass me that hot dog.
The Yankees.
The guy's trying to give my hot dog to me.
All right, listen, pal. Wait till the seventh inning stretch. Hey! No! Oh, now you hit my Coke, and my Coke is all over my lap.
Sorry.
Yeah, my $15 Coke. No. I've been to games. They're still expensive and cold here. Let me tell you, Pacific... The Pac Bell Park is not... a warm park in a lot of the seats. Okay? Just want to point that out. All that money to get away from the wind of Candlestick, and hit, there it is.
Yeah, and a Coke there is probably about the price of a gram of cocaine on
Michael
the street.
Batman.
That's another thing. And at the
hey,
end
look,
of the...
Hey, look, K-Rob's up on the roof. He's walking along the gutter.
Well, he takes the show very seriously. He wants the show to be good. And he's willing to commit harakiri.
For art.
Just because if the show is bad, he feels his family is dishonored.
All right, I think you're going
to... Okay. No, what? No. You didn't tell the truth. You didn't legally have to play the Star Spangled Banner, did you?
Oh, I didn't have to legally play it then because it's already 12 minutes after the legal time we're supposed to play.
Oh, okay.
And
so
talk
in that
about
case,
how the show is ending, but it's not really ending.
Right.
And the show before the Star Spangled Banner is really stupid. And the show after the Star Spangled Banner, or the after show, is really cool.
Is really cool. I'm sorry,
but
I missed that.
Thank you, lady. Yeah. They like this effect after the show.
Everybody knows the after show is where to go. It's like the after party. This is where to come after you've seen U2, and
that's when you're ready for Michael Pepe with no pants.
Michael Pepe with no pants, lots of chat. In fact, you know, here's another one.
Here goes. Michael Pepe comes out on the field now.
We're coming out in the field, we're going to have a chat.
Dr. Pants is firing a pants cannon at him.
Okay, sorry. DJ Pussycat. Hey, Flavor Aid, Ben Pepe, I remember VJ Pussycat. Hey, that's what happened to the Pepe. Hey, Flavor Aid, all caps.
Hey, pass my peanuts. Michael Pepe, pass my peanuts.
Dose, here's your peanuts. Dose, here's your damn peanuts.
All right, thank you.
Can I have one of those, please?
Dose at the real Pepe.
Thank you.
She's right.
Yum.
Oh, here's Ben Dugnet Pepe.
Thank you.
B-E-N, Ben Dunn, that, Pepe, all
ben,
capitalized.
Your uncle.
Does eat does,
Mr.
and
ben
bears
Pepe.
Eat. Yeah, does eat dotes, and mares eat dotes, and dares eat dotes eat
either. Oh, man, did you just miss that play, Michael? That was amazing.
Wow, I did it while reciting that thing.
Some kind of thing.
Ooh, it's hot. Wow, where did you come up with that? Because my mother used to say that.
Hey, let's dance.
And I could never really remember it exactly. Oh, is he? No, yeah, she's got it right here. These are my girls. I love them, the Andrews sisters.
Yeah, me too.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, there were a couple of different a cappella women's women's choirs or groups back in the 80s. And one day they were on, one of them called Pastiche was on KGO, and they said after they sang, the guy at KGO, because back when it was a big union shop here, and it was still, in the 80s, it was still, people from World War II still worked there, right?
Yeah.
They said the entire on-air studio was filled with everybody coming up to the studio to watch these women sing the songs that they'd heard when they were young people swinging down Market Street. Hippos was on Market Street back then. It had a girl in an aquarium right there on Market Street, so you could go be entranced by her.
Right.
Yeah, it was. Now it's an expensive burger place.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my dad said walking down Market Street was amazing. It was just all kinds of honky tonks.
Yeah, like New York was at one time.
Because it was so much money sloshing around from the war. So many sailors, so much fleet business to be done in a fleet town, which is historically some of my favorite stuff.
Yeah, like San Diego, but even better. The Barbary Coast, right?
Yeah, much better.
It had a big reputation right from the beginning, didn't it, for sailors and the ladies of the night, the ladies sometimes of the sea. Yeah, I don't hear myself at all. Now I do a little.
Yeah, now it's okay.
I hear you.
It's uncool to talk about if you can be heard.
Yes, it's not cool. That's right.
What? Yeah, you don't want to be not cool, okay?
Yes.
Do not be not cool.
Anything but that. You have to be cool at all times. Like, this is the birth of the cool. I mean, Miles Davis said it, and that's it. So everything from that time on, the birth of the cool, that album, is cool. And that's what McLuhan said. Who was talking about McLuhan earlier?
I don't know.
So we were trying to talk about the game, but you kept saying, well, it's McLuhan, you know? McLuhan.
No, it's McLuhan, I know.
McLuhan is like the McLuhan of
McLuhan. Well, I know. That's because, you know, we were lovers back in the college.
Yeah. Everybody had that experimental phase.
Yeah, it was the, you know, free love era.
Here's Michael Pittman.
In the dorm shower.
As a freshman.
Where
were you in doing that?
He did get everything right, though. Where was I? Actually, but he did make one mistake in the sense that he did underestimate hot TV. Because TV now is hot. It's not cool. Like, Cheaters. You know, these game shows, some of them, they try to be edgy. Springer. Steve Wilco. You know, nastiness. You know, child molestation, murderers, sicko, psycho, blah, blah, blah. It's very much a consumer entertainment appetite
anybody.
On television.
They're like,
you know,
sunshiny.
It's the genre... Farrago, what's his
Michael,
you know, the guy
now turned into a little fairy and he's flying around the room.
That's right, now my wings have fluttered away and are taking me beyond the stars. Well, just a little high, really, not really beyond the stars, but we're trying to get it there as quickly as we can, and we can hear the other Pootie giggling with glee. Sometimes the evil sky police sometimes tase them because they are floating with their little teeny wings and being too cute. And the sky police hate any cuteness, and so of course they tase the little Pootie. But its little cries can be heard as it floats down from the clouds.
Michael Pippi wants in.
And, we're trying to get in. But the door is electrified. If you go through that door, that's what happens to you. And I can smell your flesh already. The smoke is coming off of your flesh from coming through that door, sir. So, sir, could you please leave the premises,
take out
sir?
Take the trash off the radio station
now. Take them out, as Bruce would say. Take them out. Now, there was a radio, a man's man was Bruce Howard. Can we get him up? Can we put him up?
No
on
way,
the,
man. No, okay. Just forget about it.
I know. This isn't, only K-Rob could do that.
Arkansas can saw.
Well, K-Rob or, what's his name that used to do the video for Ask Dr. Howe?
Those of you who need sleep, we provide the saw.
That's right. You know, did you ever do that? Like, try to... put yourself to sleep by sawing logs.
I'm just
going to
use this thing, all right? Damn it.
To me, sawing logs indicates... work. Yeah. That's about get up in the morning because your friend...
This is
inexplicably...
Bruce Howard at X Day. He's apparently chopping down the...
Yeah.
What?
We don't even care.
It looks like he's chopping the entire X Day structure down.
Right down in the last minute. Keep it down up there. We're trying to sleep.
Howard. Please don't.
Mr. Howard. Mr. P. Mr. Howard. Mr. P.
Oh, don't you love it yet?
No.
Shut up.
It's 6 in the morning. Why do you have to cut down your trees?
An hour before the saucers get here.
We're trying
to do this, Mr. Howard. The saucers won't come unless the shelters are.
Oh, are you building a saucer?
He's cutting down Stan's tent.
He's cutting into the family. Oh, my God. It's got stuck on the little one.
Five, four, three, two,
this is
ten.
An hour
no, no, please don't. That's going
to
fall on the mess.
This is an hour supposed to be.
Oh, man.
Michael, hold on.
Michael, speak.
Take him out.
I have a question.
Speak. Take him out. See, you just have to do it. If there's no callers, you just do it over and over until someone calls and you can be rude to them. That's what that guy did, wasn't he? Berg, the guy that got killed. You know, he fancied himself on being rude.
On being rude.
You know, like, who else used to do that back in the day? Murray. You know, like the original AM before even talk
hey,
radio.
Man, can you keep it down? We're here to
okay,
honor
sorry,
Michael
sorry.
Pepe.
I don't mean to yell, but all
you,
the
you
dead bodies.
You know what happened, right? Yeah. He died years ago, but
I
we
know.
Just always hold this memorial.
Morton Downey, you mean? Yeah.
No, no.
It's about violence.
It's about the violence that took, it took him from us.
Speak!
The necessary tool of the future.
He has a huge audience now.
Here's Michael Pepe.
Speak!
And so Michael Pepe's performance
this
became
a necessary tool to your support life.
Yes. No. Wait. What?
These are not sound effects.
No, I just got here. I'm really here. This is how I am all the time.
And so the crowd, you know, that is one of the interesting
that's
things.
What they say, oh.
When the source's leader jumped off the cliff, the source zombies kind of, you know, went along with it. There was no critical thinking. There was no, actually, the.
Who are the source zombies?
The source zombies.
That's what I've been trying to find out. Or
the zombies with the source.
The source. Was a cult.
What zombies don't have
the SARS? The SARS. What about the SARS zombies?
The SARS.
I don't want
they're
them
cute.
Escaping the airport.
The
look
source.
Out.
That wasn't the
that
process.
Would be an Asian zombie. Has there ever been an Asian zombie?
Yeah, there's a great Asian zombie movie. Yes,
really?
Indeed. It's called The Tunnel. It's a South Korean movie.
Kill
it's fucking
baby.
Great.
Yes.
Highly recommend it. The library in San Francisco have it in.
South
you can
Korean
borrow it
zombie.
From the San Francisco library. The Tunnel. It's great. It's kind of funny, and it's also really gory and horrible and yuck.
We give spicy Korean barbecue. No.
And it mostly takes part in one of those fast-moving trains.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right,
that's right. Pretty soon it'll be North Korean. No, I don't think they will. Oh, yeah, those are glottals. Give us your glottals, folks. But you can't always use them.
You have to be a teenager. You have to be a teenager because teenagers talk without breathing. Yeah. I tell you, I talk like this without breathing.
The big whoosh.
Morton Downey's a botany.
I don't have to breathe.
Downey Morton's the bot. Say it, man.
The great one.
Captain Audio.
I have the Wild Bull. I have
Audio.
Silver
Captain
Apple of the Moon.
Radio.
The golden apples of the sun, the Ray Bradbury, and the Subotnik.
Captain Audio.
Now, there's a great man. In fact, my ex-girlfriend studied with him, even though she's not a music student. But she studied music with him because she went to the right school, which is UCSD. Another of your naval towns.
You gotta get some air conditioning in here. You can get some bad invitation. Nay!
You really mean that?
Yeah. Why not?
Here we go.
Bruce!
Bruce!
Threat
for
Bruce!
You.
Bruce! Bruce! And now my left ear went out again.
Multimedia superhero.
It's right there. I can see it from here, Michael. It's here.
Yeah,
it's
I know,
right
but
here,
I can't hear
still
myself.
In this dimension.
Can you do the magic
your
thing,
Your ear
Doug?
Has not left.
Well, my ear
both
is just
ears
not...
I
what
see
magic
here
thing?
In this dimension.
My left ear went dead. But that's all right.
All right, we're running a test on your that's system
my
now.
My left ear offends the bucket
now.
Tell
what
me,
is your name?
Raise your hand when you hear
what
this
is
tone.
Your password?
Well, I don't know. Raise your hand when you hear this tone.
Attack, client.
Okay, little good boy. Little girl boy. You've passed the test.
Attempt test second.
You forget about ear tests, but everyone should have one. Not periodically. This has been a message of the American Ear Association. This is only a test. What is this sound? Another satisfied customer.
This is true meditation. You can only be a Howard
these
Bennett
are
if you know how to meditate.
These
name.
Are successful clients that have gone out on their own, that have taken that leap back into society. Yes, folks, take that jump back into society. Just go up to the roof, look down, you know, do it. And remember that song, like, great. Billy, now that's a song you should play. You probably heard it. Gloomy Sunday, which supposedly caused radio listeners to commit suicide. That was the impact of this hit.
Sunday,
it was a big hit.
Gloomy Sunday.
Yeah.
By U2.
But
right?
It was really, no, it was really yeah. A song about suicide and how she wanted to kill herself. Well, there's a bunch of blues songs like that anyway, but she, this particular one, was a really beautiful jazz song, as well as being very depressing and basically suggesting suicide. People took, actually, particularly Europeans, took her up on it, because she was big in Europe, of course. Bigger, I think, at first than she was here. Yep, that's a little fun fact. But I would say, wouldn't you now? What are you, gentlemen? What are you folks out there, and you chatters, and you gentlemen? What do you think is really the greatest feat?
Shit, that's not good news.
What?
Why?
It's too late.
What? When? Yes. Why?
The police are coming.
Here they come. Michael, it's nearly last call at Bruno's. Yes. Will you please? Can you bring us a few beverages before they shut down for the night? Okay, Rob, what would you like from Bruno's?
We can, you know, let's have a meal. I'll run across the street.
Going to.
And,
I'm running a test on that now.
And,
please
you know,
do not
well,
move
maybe
test
you can order
progress.
Meals. What about filet mignon?
How about sui generis?
Yes.
More of that French stuff.
What, you know, whatever the chef's today's special is.
Latin it up.
Latin it up. Yeah, anything.
With some salsa.
My name is Ava.
Well, who?
Shall I just order the whole?
Sure. All of it.
Entree menu. Yeah.
Everything in sight.
Do it. Okay.
And sound.
Yep.
Bring River us back Tower. One of everything, please, Michael.
I've been
testing
okay.
you for the past
but,
3 years.
See, that is
the most important thing of all is the alcohol.
Is excellent
alcohol.
And true.
We would
oh,
like
yeah.
You're right on, so keep it up.
A fifth of gin, at least.
I would like
you
a dry. I would like a dry Mancini.
We know your production work deserves a standing
one
ovation.
Very dry. I can make you, well.
A dry Mancini.
All we need is gin and some vermouth and a glass. some dry vermouth.
We don't need any of that. Bruno's has all of it.
Oh, I see what
you
mean.
We'll be bringing it back for
us.
Yeah,
no problem.
How about?
No problem. Just put it on my back here. Wow. And I'll get on all fours.
Like a turtle.
Yeah, exactly. Like a crab that I am. Of course, I am a Cancer, a crab, so I have do identify with the
another Pepe
slow
says,
motion.
Please send Pepe into Bruno's, please.
So slow motion. What?
He also says, "Kill me."
He says he'll pay for it
for my suicide. Oh, thank you,
one
brother.
One of your other brothers.
You're so generous. Thank
from
you.
From here, what's going on?
But you know what? They killed my chat.
Apparently, Michael Pepe's brother has landed in New Jersey.
Where's my chat room?
Hey, man, what happened?
Where's the damn?
I need the mouse.
It's the end of the night, Michael. Do you know where your chat room is? Michael, I'm going to call Chatroom Protective Services if we don't find that chat room.
I know. And then all you can see is the clock ticking away.
DJs, look what time of night it is, and you have lost the chat room.
And I have lost the chat room.
At 1:30.
And there's no mouse.
This is worse than what happened to JonBenet Ramsey.
Michael Pepe has lost the mouse. Now he can't.
He's lost the mouse. He's lost the plot.
I don't think of it as a lack. I don't think of it as a lack. It's really just a challenge. And it's a way forward for me. We're going to try to just take baby steps from now on and just try to work.
Yeah.
Just try to go forward.
I got a dog.
And yes, that we have a dog that has no legs.
Say something.
We're going to try to be good. Just keep going. We just try to keep
going into the future.
Into the future.
With no mouse.
With no mouse.
Is this somewhere way in line?
Now, there's a thing under the.
You can find the mouse by following the mouse cord right over there.
There's the thing.
Name!
Look that way, behind there.
Down here?
No, that's my
headphone. No, you have it.
Right over there is the mouse cord.
Take him out!
Yeah, one of those is the mouse cord, and you follow it to the mouse
what
of your dreams.
Bloody hell! Is it? What is it doing at the end of a
Michael
20
Pepe went fishing
foot,
for a mouse?
A 20 foot
it's a
cord.
Mouser. Look at the mouser!
Now, okay, give me my damn chat.
Yoink.
Oh, here we go.
Now, let's speak to your fans,
please.
Give me my damn chat. Michael, look around down there on the bottom. Click that thing. There you go. Hot diggity dog.
So, okay. Well, you know, they've gone on to other threads of their own that we have not even...
Yeah, they're all satisfied now.
No.
They can just go.
You know what?
Since the Star-Spangled Banner plays,
they
just sort of
they get fat
arrive,
and sassy.
If you will,
you know, they get... Over, they're just
they
so glutted with joy. They're so perfectly
self-effluvians, and then they wake up.
Yes,
and go. I don't need this show anymore.
Well,
I don't
yeah,
need this show anymore.
That's right. And then they claim, oh, it wasn't
mankind
as good as they said. Oh, I wasn't that into it. Yeah, right. You didn't say that at the time. And so people don't understand. Now here we are. It's a. Okay.
He moves out to the end.
And Better Call Saul is now
of the universe.
See already.
Communications laser number.
Scroll.
There must be scrolling.
Better Call Scroll.
Okay.
Better Crawl Scroll.
Okay. Here we go. Been there, done that, Pepe.
Amen.
Says, does eat does and mares eat boats. And to which I say, and lambs eat dotes, eat dive. And mosey dotes eat. I don't know. That's what we're wondering. Call in and finish the damn poem or whatever it is.
Smiling.
BJ Pussycat now says, the source properly capitalizing S. Of course. That's who comes on this show, and that's who is putting this show on. It's directly from. Not the source, but capital
source.
S. No, just source.
The source.
Yeah, not even the
radio.
The. Just source. Okay. And then she says, I
it's
don't capitalize
needed.
Anything. And then she says, stop flailing. And then Conrad Pepe says, stop failing, all caps with 7 exclamation points.
Holy targeting shit. An entire
BJ,
generation.
I know, that is so many. I am so alarmed right now. I'm just really alarmed. BJ Pussycat says, fascinating. Now, Phil Haley Pepe.
1 million
Phil Haley is actually talking through the chat. Into the show directly. We hear Phu Haley Pep. F-U-H. Oh, now it's been changed again. Jimmy Pearsall Pep. Stop
hey,
moving
bro.
Ahead. I'm not through.
Got that good chin
to chin. About?
Well, because it jumps, you know, and you lose your place. You lose your place because it runs out of your scrolling range. Okay. Stop. Okay. Right after Conrad Pepe says, stop failing. Pussycat was flailing.
Stop failing, Michael Pepe.
Oh, here it is. Then she says, fascinating. Then it changes again and again and again. And then, here it is. Phu Haley Pepe says,
Phu Haley? What the fuck? Haley?
Phu Haley? F-U-H-A-L-E Pepe. Says, end parentheses, spinning, beginning parentheses, and again, end parentheses, spinning, end parentheses. How do you say that? You know, spinning.
In love with Michael.
Spinning. And then soft turd day, 1 o'clock, is silent. Enters a silent.
Sad turd day.
Response.
Sad
which flips everyone out because we don't even know who. In fact, now it's changed again, and so I again lose place. Sat turd day, 1 o'clock. No PM, no AM. Says nothing. All right. BJ Pussycat, didn't you listen to the 5 hours of public evidence last
this
night?
This is the show where the floor.
Yes, I did. Sadly, I did listen to it. Starting about, I don't know, 2-ish or something. And that's... But the only
Bernard
thing I wanted
Pepe.
To know was where did it segue from
Bernard,
Jim from
Bernard
Jim
Pepe.
Baker into...
Please help us, Bernard Pepe.
When it went from Jim Baker into hippies, groovy hippies. Anyway. Oh, shit, you forgot the national anthem. No, we did not. We did it. If you, yeah, that's when you were nodding out.
Late.
You were nodding out. From, you nodded out, dear, from what you took at the beginning of the show. Everybody drops before the Pepe show comes on or the Doug Wellman or the... I'm sorry, the
hey, Michael,
the,
I have
the Puzzling Weather show.
Michael, I have a sticker for you.
Here's a sticker.
That's a sticker
we
for you.
We call it the Ask Dr. Howell.
It's a sticker from the band Gactus.
That's what I'm looking for, is stickers,
Gactus,
folks.
Gactus, Gactus.
If you can send a sticker through chat. As I said, though, no, we did not forget the national anthem.
Here's another
DJ
sticker.
Pussycat also. You can now buy pot legally in Reno as of the last 3 minutes. She says
yeah,
this at
Saturday. That was like
Saturday.
A half an hour ago.
Yeah, but it was 1:03 a.m. What? And then someone named Hay says, Hey! Exclamation point. Show says, Happy No.
Show extender.
K-N-O-W, Happy No.
$45.
Albert Fish suddenly...
For 1,000 Bitcoin.
Shit! Albert Fish! Fuck!
This is a Kickstarter.
I said
help
the word!
Stop Michael
shit.
Pepe. Help stop
Mr.
Michael Pepe.
Mr. Fish,
keep
we'll do anything.
Air.
We don't care. What, let my
whoa, that's not what
family
I,
go. Do not... Turn, wait. Turn off the stove! Turn off the stove, Mr. Fish! Where is he? Look at all this.
You really mean that?
Damn it! Stop moving my damn scroll! Oh, Mr. Fish has come. Wait a minute. Apparently he's listening from Cleveland. And he says, does anyone need a babysitter? Uh-oh! DJ Pussycat says, It's the parentheses after
time
show.
Of the show.
VJ, yes, show happy. Albert Fish, I will eat Peppy's children.
Eat your babies.
Ah! That's that noise was me jerking away from the. My darling children. And then Fishy Peppy says, formaldehyde, which is half of Peppy's blood supposedly at, I mean, after, now after Pet, after Party Peppy says, I'm doing poppers, want some? Woohoo!
This should help.
Pottying down. We are pottying hottie. We are doing papas. And then M says,
papas.
And Ms., or that could be, and, you know, or, let's see, message, Microsoft, Ms. Magazine,
oh,
and, multiple sclerosis. Okay. All of that is contained in this an enigmatic MS. M says in MS. Now Jimmy Pearsall Peppy. Fear strikes for better wages. Fear
it's
strikes
activist, Pepe,
for
family.
Better wages. Wow. That is a trip. I was so disappointed in that movie. I thought that...
What are you talking about?
The freaking so-called
what?
Fear Strikes Out movie about Jimmy Pearsall, which does not even include his most famous exploit, which is, of course, going around the bases backwards. Jimmy Pearsall.
You really mean that? He did that for his 100th home run, but who played...
Yeah, but they wouldn't even make it into the movie, and the movie was...
He didn't do it because he was crazy. He just did that to celebrate his 100th home run.
Well, that's, you know, they thought he was crazy. They made him out to be crazy, and he took a Section 8 leave from baseball.
Yes, he should.
He did other weird things, though. I forget. He passed out things to fans or something, or food. I don't know. But I was so disappointed, in fact, at how little melodrama there was in Fear Strikes Out.
I think there were some incidents.
They cleaned it up.
Defecation and other things going on.
They could
on.
Never do it.
Body fluid.
Yeah. That bad, you think?
Ooh, probably.
Pearsall, yeah,
could
yeah.
Could be. Could be.
No, it wasn't very good.
You know, they would. Hollywood will never do a biopic of Ty Cobb. You can be almost certain. Ty Cobb killed people with his bare hands. Ty Cobb was a vicious, bigoted racist who once threw a black guy down a flight of stairs because he said something that he didn't like.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb's father was murdered by his mother with a sawed-off shotgun because Ty Cobb's father was climbing in through the roof as usual, drunk as a fuck, ready to beat them up home from the bar, and she thought he was an intruder and she killed him.
Man.
That's Ty Cobb, and that he was a mean guy. That was it. But no one has really gone in his footsteps, but they outlawed spiking anyway. You know, after him. He was such a vicious fuck. I don't even apologize. Even though J. Edgar Hoover himself will come down here and shut this show down.
Hi, J. Edgar.
Just for me saying that.
See you here at the radio.
He deserves it.
Oh, and he's dancing around in his nightie.
And Jay, yeah. Now, okay. Was he only a transvestite, or did he actually have sex with non-females? Shall we say? Does anyone know out there?
Were you there?
Do
you know?
I wasn't there. Nobody knows.
We were just little kids. It's not our fault.
Yep.
We didn't know anything. I was at the mall.
Yeah. I know one thing. I know that FDR once saw Churchill in the nude.
Here's a video of my whole life at the mall.
Where was that?
Oh, really? Okay.
At Bretton Woods.
Where?
Was that at Bretton Woods, Michael?
I hear them. I think I can hear it. Yeah, Bretton Woods.
Yeah. Let's go buy stuff.
Igor Stravinsky named his concerto after your childhood, right?
Big deal. Is a piano
in Bretton Woods.
Igor Stravinsky?
Bretton Woods, yeah. Well, What is that? That's
this
like an upper class.
Exciting as Roner Park.
That's some kind of upper class Virginian aristocracy or some shit. What is that?
Bretton Woods. Or that was Brent.
Is
Woods.
This what now you aspire to, by the way?
Michael Pepper, are you buying?
Virginia, because you're a Virginian, aren't you?
Yeah. What's
no,
that?
No. No, you're a Californian. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Michael S.
You
Paul
claim
Bruno's
to be. It. I'm sorry.
Or alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Virginia. Just. You know what?
Aren't you fetching drinks for us?
Oh, thank
you.
I tell you what.
Wait.
Anything under $200.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go for it. I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
200 or less. I can't do more than 200 tonight. Just because. That's the amount of I've made tonight just for appearing on this show.
Like, it looks like everybody in the chat box is now driving down here.
Well, they better be. Apparently, we got... Well, I've fallen behind, for one thing. Partly because of all the...
The fun stuff that's being done.
Well, that's
in
where
your
the real...
Mind.
It occurs to me that this is where the real show is. It's not in what we say, but what do the people say? What do the little guy, you know, you little guys, you like the average, you know, kind of like white bread or, you know, average, you know, silent majority.
The peons.
Sit a peon, sit on your ass.
And the
TV,
poop-ons. The peons TV watching. And the poop-ons and the...
Yeah, fast food eating.
Muons and the protons and the eons.
You know,
of the
useless. Yeah. What are you thinking? Oh, okay. So, this is what they think.
Give them a piece of your mind.
Okay,
Michael.
Where we are. Okay, fear strikes for better wages. That was what they thought. Now, Honky Peppy says, white is bright. Oh, my God. And then again, Honky Peppy, cool me. Cool me. Wow. Honky Peppy says, Q, McLuhan.
Well, if
wow, 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 wow,
how,
wow.
How would Honky Peppy say then, cool me?
Cool me.
I guess that is it.
And then Honky then says, cool, Miss Cluey. And then, Wait. Where is it? Oh, yes. Now, Cluin McMarshall says, the median strip is the center, eh? What would be a Canadian accent? The median strip is the center, eh? Now, Michael J. Peppy, apparently, it's outside. I was outside my body, and I tiled this in. What the fuck am
I
talking
about? I think that's
about?
The guy who was in Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Michael J.
Pollard. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just sits there. He's like, what the fuck am I talking about?
Yeah.
You want to ride? You want to ride? I can fix it. Oh, yeah, right. You want to ride? I can fix it pretty good there. I don't care. Oh, wait. You're Clyde Barrow? Yeah. So, where is it? The median strip is the center. I love that. That's our... kind of our theme tonight, I think. What the fuck am I talking about? I, quote, I dot me, quote, say. Then James Brown, yeah, hit me, says, this is a man squirrel. This is a man squirrel. There would be nothing without an acorn or bug. Dose that rude bastard, says Hoffman. That's probably the LSD inventor Hoffman, except should be two F's. But now Downey Morton Subotnick says, Peppy? Question mark? Wait, so you're questioning...
Wait, who?
The existence of Peppy. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm reading here is...
There is no such thing. Is that what you're saying, pal?
I don't know. What I'm reading here says Downey Morton Sabat Saint Nick.
Saint Abbot. Oh, I see. Right.
Sabat Saint Nick.
Well, that would be who... That comes every, like, what? Christmas or whatever. Right? Sabat Saint Nick. And he plays the wild bull in your face. And he just does... I love that stuff. I can't get enough Moog and all that funny noise stuff. But it wouldn't be nothing without an acorn or a burl. Dose that rude bastard. Not Downey Morton's about Peppy? Ray Dio. Where's my bro? Oh, yeah, Ronnie Dio. Yo, bro. Okay, we're all making the sign now. Make the sign. Okay, I know everybody out there should be doing the devil horns, which actually was originally an old mafia meaning cuckolding. You know, you're a cuckold. The horns, you know, in other words, you're an ass. You're because somebody's fucking your wife. That turned into, because of Dio, because why? Because Ozzy got sick. And the world changed. Life changed. Everything changed. When suddenly Dio was fronting Sabbath. But yeah, he just walks up like, yo, bro. I mean, that's how cool he is. Now, Brother Francis, of course, of Assisi says, prepare. Now, yeah, we have church listeners, clerics. Another Peppy says, kill me. I know, thank you. Please, kill me. Why? Okay, why? Question mark. Full stop. Another Peppy says, now this may be a different one. Please send Peppy into Bruno's. Please. They really, folks, really want me to go to Bruno's for takeout.
There you
it's
go.
Unbelievable. This is coming from like, and I know we can track down another Peppy to like, you know, Illinois or, you know, Venice or something. You know,
Venice Beach.
Cape Town. Yeah, you know, Nome.
Neverland.
People of all over the world come together over the Peppy show.
Perhaps they're in Grass Valley, Michael.
And Grass Valley, you know?
Grass Valley.
There's nothing like metal.
I wonder if there are any listeners in Grass Valley.
I love Grass Valley. Grass Valley, I've had friends in
Grass
Valley.
That's like an uncanny valley, isn't it?
It's a beautiful place. I've had friends that live there, as they have in Sonoma. And God bless them, because it's a beautiful country. I wish I could live out there. Where it's nice and warm. San Francisco is never really, really warm at the at where I am. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to catch up. That's all. So we were talking to Ronnie Dio. Please kill me. Nobody comes in. Nobody kills Peppy. Okay, fine. Okay. Another one. Another satisfied customer says, "Sans Bruno." Apparently, right. There's Pussycat says, Amber Alert. All right, baby what? Somebody kidnapped a child and you just throw that in? Okay, a child is wandering the streets, kidnapped. You know, okay, where is this child? The child's lost. Oh, no! Another satisfied customer says, Peppy, saved in Amber. Yet another one says, forever. It's capitalized. Another says, alms. Ever. Yeah, we're getting kind of Joycean now. Another one says, amen. Hunky, we lost, what happened to, yeah, this is Hunky. No, we had Honky Peppy. Now we have Hunky Peppy. Communications
are broke.
Hunky
Dory Previn.
Now, there you go. Who wrote the words to? Come Saturday morning.
And other things, too. Yeah. Dory Previn had some great records. She's married to Andre Previn.
With my friend. I know.
Oh, wait,
the great conductor, and he wrote
dumped her for who? Like Joey Heatherton or somebody,
oh,
right?
Oh, did he really? Oh, that's too
bad. Horror story. She was cool. She had big frizzy hair, remember?
Yep.
Is she alive? Is Dory Previn alive? I wonder. Didn't she become some kind of a music...
I think Andre Previn is dead a while ago. I don't know if she went
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he was killed by the Manson family at J. Sebring's house.
He was not.
Yeah, he was there at J. Sebring's house.
No way! Was he? Andre, not the, and no, because it would have been much more of a big deal if it was the Andre Previn. Well, he did, what was he, did Butterflies or Fleas? He did film scores. Butterflies are free.
Butterflies are fleas.
Are fleas.
Yes, that's a
fleas
great
are,
movie. I
fleas
love that
are free.
One.
He did
butterflies or fleas.
All
or
kinds of cool
butterflies or freezer fries.
Yeah, or fleas or fries.
And fleas or freezer
fries. That's right,
fries.
Freezer fries, because everything was
freezer,
cool.
Fleas or freezer fries.
That's because it's cool. What if freezers do? And that was Burt Rat.
They make things really cool.
That Burt Rat was cool. And this guy made cool Burt Rat movies with Warwick. Dionne Warwick,
Burt
another
Bat-Rack.
Cool. But do you get ding bong? You know, there's like three instruments. It's just perfect. This Bat-Rack was a genius, but I won't get into it. He did a terrible album with Elvis, though. Didn't you think? Did you ever hear that? What's your name over there? Jet?
Oh, yay. There we go. A senior moment.
I know, senior.
Oh, wait, you're a junior, I thought.
I have so many
Michael,
senior.
Junior, Michael,
no,
junior,
no, no.
Peppy, junior.
It's more like senior.
Michael, junior, having a senior,
yeah.
senior Michael moment.
Well, Michael
Jr. hasn't
Michael Jr.'s been senior since.
Michael, where's your senior?
Exactly.
Have you seen your Michael?
Mr. Howard, Mr.
I haven't seen your Michael.
What is the other thing? The Stooges said, Mr. Howard, Mr. Freed, Mr. That's the problem.
Paging Mr. Howard, paging Mr. Freed.
We don't have smart enough listeners.
Mr. Page, Mr. Freed, Page.
It's you listeners' fault. You guys are not smart enough. You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle
our questions. We have questions.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
That's what you should answer back.
Well, I know you ain't talking to me.
You think I'm listening to the show just for fun? Listen to the show because, it's like something that I do,
The show is coming.
Yeah, but like, you gotta be a damn fool to listen to me. Yeah, but you can buy me. You probably see me on TV. You can buy my CD.
And then I don't want to get Trumpian. I was going to be in bad taste. Okay, that's good. In fact, that means something dirty. That's right. Thank you. No, what you did before. Yes. That's dirty. Yep, that's a little bit. Well, that's dirty because it's, of course, the great Anne Margaret, the sexiest woman ever was on television. Yeah, that's why. Why is this music so sexy? Listen to this. This is like modern DJs. In the house! In the house! That's why this music is so sexy, because Anne Margaret raised the level, raised the freaking playing field on sexy.
Aunt Margaret!
No!
Aunt Margaret, Peggy, Aunt Margaret!
Aunt Margaret! No one was ever prettier than sexy
Margaret.
Than her. She just lit up. That was the...
She was Warren Beatty's sister, wasn't she? Yes, that's true, right. Yes, Anne Margaret.
Was she? No.
Sure, yeah.
She was not.
Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm so disappointed now.
Sure. Oh, sure. Shirley MacLaine. No, wait, that's right.
No, that's Shirley MacLaine. Thank you. It's the horrible...
Shirley, you're joking.
Shirley MacLaine. Beyond redemption.
I'm going out on a limb here.
But
I'm going to say it's Shirley MacLaine.
Anne Margaret is a goddess. And so, of course, a sex toy. Was also the summer substitute for Dean Martin, the Gold Diggers, Joey Heatherton.
Joey Heatherton.
We spoke of her before.
Yeah, her father was somebody too. What was up with her dad?
Was he really?
Daddy Heatherton.
Really? Of course.
Daddy Heatherton.
It's all very, very, very.
She was on the Danny Martin show.
Yeah. It's very incestuous in Hollywood.
She wasn't on the Dean Martin show.
Yes.
She was on Danny Martin.
It was the summer substitute.
No, wasn't she on Danny Martin's show?
No.
Remember Danny Martin?
No, there was Danny. You're talking about Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas. Yeah, she was on the Danny Thomas show.
No, she's not old enough to be that, I think.
Sure.
Joey Heatherton?
Yes, definitely.
Because she gained prominence.
Didn't she marry?
About 69.
Oh, she was married to the football player who exposed himself, Lance Allworth.
Really?
Yes. Joey Heatherton and Lance Allworth. Remember that? And then she dumped him.
Really?
Yeah, because he got caught in the shopping mall.
It served him right. I mean, why would he do that? I mean, why does Wiener do that? What is that?
Scott Wiener exposed himself in public? Wait,
what is
tell
that
us
about?
More about that.
Yeah.
Howdy do. What,
I mean, this scandalous, libelous, whatever it is that you're about.
What is that? Why? I mean, okay. We doesn't. I mean, I don't. We don't need to cover
forget it.
We don't need to cover it.
Good.
But.